The washing of the feet. Before the solemn day of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that the hour had come for him to pass out of this world to his Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The Passover supper had begun, and the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot the resolution to betray him. Jesus, who knew that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that having come forth from God, he was going to God, Jesus rose from the table, laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, wrapped it around himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the feet of his disciples, drying them with the towel attached to his belt. He came to Simon Peter. "Lord," exclaimed Peter, "you wash my feet. What I am doing, you do not understand now," Jesus said to him, "but you will understand later." "No," protested Peter, "you shall never wash my feet. If I do not wash you, you shall have no part with me." Simon then replied, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet to be entirely clean," replied Jesus. "And you are clean, but no, not all." He knew who was going to betray him, that is why he added, "You are not all clean." Then, after he had washed their feet, he put on his garments and sat down again. "Do you know what I have just done for you?" he said to them. "You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If therefore I, the Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash the feet of one another. For I have given you an example, that in your turn you should do as I have done for you. Amen, amen, I say to you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is the apostle greater than he who sent him. If you understand these things, put them into practice and you shall be blessed. It is not of all of you that I speak. I know the ones I have chosen. But these words of Scripture must be fulfilled, 'He who eats bread with me shall lift up his heel against me.' I warn you now about these things before they come to pass, that after they have happened, you may believe that I am he. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send, receives me, and whoever receives me, receives the one who sent me."